You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start with the hard red winter wheat, which rallied in part of the day because of disease pressure potentially due to rainfall on what was once a drought-ridden crop. What can you tell me about it?
Well, that seems to be the story every time we're having a really serious drought. It seems like when we go to break it down, it goes this way. And indeed, frequent showers and thunderstorms have been occurring and will continue to occur across portions of hard red winter wheat country. It doesn't look like the pattern will prevail too much longer, though. We are expecting to build in a little bit of a ridge of high pressure as we go into probably next week, and that ridge will help to suppress some of the rainfall potentials. It won't stop it, but we should have at least a lot lighter rain events and more warmth or more heat occurring on either side of the rain, helping to keep it relatively dry across the region. So another few days, and then I think we'll probably see some improvement occur across that area.
In the Corn Belt, will there be more rainfall, or does that heat spread into and dryness into the Corn Belt, too?
Well, actually, a little bit of both. We are going to continue with a fairly frequent occurrence of showers and thunderstorms for the next several days. Nothing too exceptional, but we are going to still see more of it. As the ridge of high pressure does evolve next week, it will bring some warmer conditions into the region. We're already fairly sticky out there now, so it'll get a little more that way. The ridge is not going to be an exceptionally strong one, and because of that, we will still have some showers and thunderstorms developing, if for no other reason, just from the feedback moisture coming up from the soil, and that will help to stimulate some instability showers during the afternoons and into the evenings, and that'll help to perpetuate a favorable environment for crop development. And it looks like the ridge position will end up shifting a little bit further to the west in time, more over the Rocky Mountain and High Plains region, leaving the northwesterly flow pattern around the front side of the ridge for the heart of the Midwest. And that should help to bring us some shots of cooler air once in a while and an opportunity for some more rain.
Oh, sounds like an excellent growing condition for the corn and the soybean crop in the Midwest. Let's turn your attention to other places across the planet. China has the second largest corn crop on the planet. It is put in the ground about the same time ours is here in the United States. How is it doing?
It is doing quite well. Also, it looks like the majority of the country got a very quick start on planting this year. It was warmer than usual coming out of the starting gates, and their soil moisture was almost always in very good shape to support planting as it advanced to the north. And today, we're still seeing well-distributed rainfall across a big part of the country and seasonable temperatures. There are some dry pockets that have evolved here recently across some east-central portions of China. We're watching those rather closely because there is a tendency for that same area to have a little bit of a drier bias during El Nino events. And since we're already ebbing in that direction, we might fester into something a little bit more significant there. So maybe a ray of hope that maybe our prices will go upward again one day. But it does not look like a major issue for most of China at this point.
Drew, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon, too. I'm Todd Gleason.